We move on again through Glasgow Cross and take the Gallowgate up towards the Barra's Market. As we move along the Gallowgate, we see on our right-hand side, on the south side of the street, another gap site opens up. This has been developed as a park, the Barrowlands Park. It contains a well-known artwork by the artist Jim Lambie. This park is basically a grassed-over, empty site, which was created by a fire in the buildings surrounding this site. There has been debate as to whether the park should be redeveloped, buildings put on it, or should be left as an open space. Proponents of development of the site would point out that Glasgow Green, one of the biggest open sites in Glasgow, is nearby. More open space isn't needed. Other people would say more open space is always welcome in the city. The fire took hold in some buildings that had been lying derelict for quite a while. Fire is another great danger for derelict buildings. And now over to Shona again.
It's not a Glasgow example, but the Opera House in Kilmarnock, which I was involved in the regeneration of quite recently, it was a gap site essentially with a facade on the street frontage, and I think that brought back a huge amount of pride in the local area that this building has now been brought back to life, is in use and is bringing vitality to that part of the town. With something like Lion Chambers, it's slightly different. It has quite a niche interest, and most people might not be aware of the fact that it's an early reinforced concrete building. But it also has a real interest because it was artist studios on the top floors, and it has a commercial use, first of all. So that's also got an interest. It's very unusual to have artist studios and a lawyer's office is what it was used for originally. So there's lots of layers of different interests within a building such as that one, and to bring it back into use would be an amazing thing for Hope Street itself and allow Glasgow to be a city that takes pride in properties like that.
The Barra's Market is Glasgow's last remaining flea market. It's where you can expect to buy a bargain, be it second-hand clothes or books or ornaments, be it carpets, music CDs, toys and so on. The other flea market, Paddy's Market, in a series of railway arches near Glasgow Cross, was shut down in 2009. The Barra's Market is really only open on a Saturday and a Sunday. What happens to this area for the rest of the week? Are buildings sustainable in an economy like this? That might be the reason why some buildings in the Barra's, like the Clay Pipe Factory and St Luke's, are being developed for new uses and new purposes. Can that happen with the rest of the buildings in the Barra's?
One of the most important factors that will bring a building back into life is finding a new use for it. In the case of St Luke's, that was the vision of the owner to turn it into a new music venue, which has been a pretty successful new use for a former religious building.
Further east along the Gallowgate, after the Barrowlands Market, we turn right into Bain Street.